Good afternoon. This is Akashwani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. 56th meeting of GST Council begins in national capital. Two-day deliberations to focus on next-generation reforms, including tax rate rationalization. Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacts with experts in semiconductor sector on second day of Semicon India 2025 in New Delhi. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar holds talks with German Foreign Minister Johann David Wadephul in New Delhi, seeks Germany's support to expedite trade talks with EU. IMD issues red alert for heavy rainfall in Jammu and Kashmir, Himachal Pradesh, Haryana and Punjab. In US Open tennis, India's Yuki Bhambri and his New Zealand partner Michael Venus advanced to men's doubles quarterfinal in New York. And in hockey, India to take on South Korea in first game of Super 4 stage of Men's Asia Cup tournament at Rajgir in Bihar this evening. And now the news in detail. The 56th meeting of the GST Council began in New Delhi today. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman is chairing the two-day meeting. The Council is expected to deliberate on India's next-generation GST reforms, including rationalization of tax rates and simplification of compliance. Union Minister for State for Finance Pankaj Chaudhary, Chief Ministers of Delhi, Goa, Haryana, Jammu and Kashmir, Meghalaya and Odisha are present in the meeting. Deputy Chief Ministers of Arunachal Pradesh, Bihar, Madhya Pradesh and Telangana, Governor of Manipur and Finance Ministers of several states and union territories are also participating in the meeting. Talking to reporters ahead of the meeting, Andhra Pradesh Finance Minister Payyavulla Keshav said his party will support the major reforms in the GST sector that are being proposed by the central government.
From Andhra Pradesh, we are supporting the major reforms in the GST sector which are being proposed by Government of India. Most of them are going to help the common man and poorest of the poor. They are coming from the food sector, education, health, steel, cement, textiles, all the reforms which are being proposed by the Government of India to bring down the burden on the common man.
During his Independence Day address last month, Prime Minister Narendra Modi had stressed the importance of the next generation of reforms under GST, which will be unveiled on Diwali, reducing taxes on essential goods and providing relief to the common man, farmers, middle class and MSMEs.
पिछले 8 साल से हमने जीएसटी का बहुत बड़ा रिफॉर्म किया पूरे देश में टैक्स के बर्डन को कम किया और 8 साल के बाद समय की मांग है कि हम एक बार उसको रिव्यू करें हमने एक हाई पावर कमेटी को बिठा करके रिव्यू शुरू किया राज्यों से भी विचार विमर्श किया हम नेक्स्ट जनरेशन जीएसटी रिफॉर्म्स लेकर के आ रहे हैं ये दिवाली के अंदर आपके लिए तोहफा बन जाएंगे.
On the second day of Semicon India 2025, Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacted with the experts in the semiconductor sector at Yashobhoomi in New Delhi today. He visited the exhibition and saw various products and projects related to semiconductor. Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw was also present on the occasion. Mr. Modi will participate in CEO's roundtable at Semicon India later in the day. The roundtable will bring together industry leaders from across the globe. They will discuss on India's semiconductor ecosystem and its growth and development. The three-day conference was inaugurated by Prime Minister Modi yesterday. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi today shared an article written by Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw that highlighted Bharat's transformative semiconductor journey, noting that the Semicon India Summit 2025 marks the continuation of this path. Responding to a post by Electronic and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw, Mr. Modi said the minister highlighted that in the coming decade, the nation is set to emerge as a competitive hub for the entire semiconductor value chain. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar is holding talks with German Foreign Minister Johann David Wadephul in New Delhi today. Mr. Wadephul arrived in the national capital last night following his engagement in Bengaluru as part of his two-day official visit to India. In his opening remarks, Dr. Jaishankar sought German support to deepen India's relationship with the European Union and expedite the free trade agreement negotiations with them.
We are marking 25 years of strategic partnership, 50 years of scientific cooperation, almost 60 years of cultural agreements, and more than a century of business interactions. Today, I look forward to an in-depth discussion on the various dimensions of our bilateral cooperation. By doing so, we would also be preparing for a fruitful intergovernmental consultations later. It will certainly be insightful for us to hear from you Germany's perspectives on key global and regional issues. We count on your support to deepen our relationship with the European Union.
Prime Minister of Singapore Lawrence Wong paid tribute to the father of the nation, Mahatma Gandhi, at Rajghat in New Delhi today. Mr. Wong arrived in New Delhi yesterday on a three-day visit to India at the invitation of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Prime Minister Modi and his Singaporean counterpart are scheduled to hold a bilateral meeting tomorrow. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at EIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneir.gov.in and download the News on EIR app. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said the government will not rest until all Maoists either surrender, are caught or eliminated, and the country is Naxal-free. Mr. Shah was speaking in New Delhi today after honouring the Central Reserve Police Force, Chhattisgarh Police, District Reserve Guard and Cobra personnel who successfully executed Operation Black Forest in Chhattisgarh. The security forces had eliminated 31 notorious Naxals in this massive anti-Naxal operation conducted on the Koraguttalu Hills on the Chhattisgarh-Telangana border. The anti-Naxal operation took place from the 21st of April to 11th of May this year. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Shah said that the bravery and valour of the Jawans during the operation will be remembered as a golden chapter in the history of the anti-Naxal operations. In Jammu and Kashmir, heavy rains have triggered multiple landslides across Rajouri district, severely affecting normal life and posing danger to residential areas. Our correspondent reports that a major landslide struck the Jammu-Rajouri-Poonch National Highway at Kallar in Rajouri, where 2-3 residential houses have been left highly vulnerable to damage and possible collapse. Northern Railway has announced the cancellation of 68 trains between Jammu and Katra stations until the 30th of this month, following severe damage caused by recent flash floods and record-breaking rainfall. However, 24 trains are set to resume operations, offering relief to stranded passengers. Meanwhile, Jammu and Kashmir Chief Minister Umar Abdullah has thanked the Haryana government and Chief Minister Naib Singh Saini for their generous contribution of 5 crore rupees to the Chief Minister's relief fund. Mr. Abdullah said that this financial support will aid the ongoing relief and rehabilitation efforts in the flood-hit regions. In Himachal Pradesh, continuous heavy monsoon rains have severely disrupted. Our correspondent reports that the death toll from rain-related incidents has risen to 341 across the state.
According to the Meteorological Department, the state has so far received 42% more rainfall than normal during this monsoon season. Meanwhile, last night in Jangam Bagh of Mandi district, 2 houses were buried under sudden debris. So far, 7 bodies have been recovered in this incident. In Akhada Bazar of Kullu, 2 people are reported to have been trapped after heavy debris fell on a house, and search operations are underway. Due to the rising water levels of Bhakra, Pong and Coal Dams, the management is releasing water regularly. In Jamba, the Ravi River has crossed the danger mark. Prabha Sharma, Akashwani News, Shimla.
Punjab is reeling under relentless flooding as heavy rains continue to swell rivers across the state. Major dams, including Bhakra, are at capacity, prompting controlled water releases that threaten to worsen conditions in already affected districts such as Patiala, Fazilka, Amritsar, Gurdaspur, Firozpur, Kapurthala and 17 others. A statewide alert has been issued urging residents to remain vigilant. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan spoke with the Punjab Governor and Chief Minister to take stock of the situation. He is scheduled to visit the flood-affected state tomorrow. More from our correspondent.
Floods in Punjab have claimed 30 lives and has left over 3.54 lakh people affected. Standing crops and more than 1,48,000 hectares of land have been damaged across the state and hundreds of livestock have also been killed due to drowning. Relief and rescue operations are on war footing. In view of the worsening flood situation, the state government has ordered the closure of all the educational institutions until September 7th. Punjab Governor Gulab Chand Kattari is also visiting the flood-affected districts and meeting with the affected people. Rajesh Bali, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
In Delhi, Yamuna River crossed the danger level mark this morning. The water level is rising due to continuous moderate to heavy rainfall in the national capital for the past few days. As a preventive measure, people residing in the low-lying areas nearby have been shifted to safer locations. The old railway bridge has been closed for operations. Delhi Minister Parvesh Verma visited the ITO barrage this morning to inspect the situation. Talking to reporters, Mr. Verma said there is no need to panic as the situation is under control.
दिल्ली वासियों को आश्वस्त करना चाहता हूं पिछले 6 महीने से जो सरकार द्वारा कदम उठाए गए हैं उससे हमारी यमुना की जो होल्डिंग कैपेसिटी है वो भी बढ़ी है वो कैसे बढ़ी वो मैं आपको बताता हूं 6 महीने से ही हम जब यहां पर अधिकारियों को हमने कहा था कि जो सारी सिल्ट जमा हो गई है जिससे हमारी विड्थ कम होती जा रही है तो हमने बहुत सारे चैनल यहां पे काटे जिससे पीछे से ज्यादा फ्लो आता है तो वो सारे जो आइलैंड बनते जाते थे उनको ले जाता था बहाकर और यमुना की विड्थ हमने बढ़ाने का काम किया.
4 NDRF teams have been deployed at the banks of Yamuna River. Most parts of Uttarakhand received some relief from rainfall today. However, hilly regions continue to face challenges due to landslides and accumulated debris. Efforts to clear the debris are underway on a war footing. The India Meteorological Department has issued a red alert warning for extremely heavy to very heavy rainfall over Jammu Kashmir, Himachal Pradesh, Punjab and Haryana for today. Talking to Akashwani News, senior IMD scientist Dr. R.K. Jainamani said eastern parts of the country is likely to experience heavy rainfall.
3 सितंबर के लिए जम्मू कश्मीर के लिए भारी और अति भारी बारिश और उसी के साथ साथ हम लोग लिखे हैं कहीं कहीं बादल भी फटने का संभावना है और उसी के साथ साथ भूस्खलन भी हो सकता है. हिमाचल उत्तराखंड में भी हम लोग ऑरेंज कलर का वार्निंग जारी किया है आज 3 सितंबर के लिए. और जो मैदानी इलाका है जैसे पंजाब हरियाणा जहां बाढ़ का स्थिति बहुत खराब चल रहा है पंजाब में हम लोग हैवी टू हैवी यानी भारी बारिश का आज एक दिन के लिए 3 तारीख के लिए दिए हैं. हरियाणा के लिए भी 8 रेड कलर का वार्निंग दिए हैं. दिल्ली के लिए येलो कलर.
China today publicly unveiled some of its most advanced military technology, including hypersonic missiles, electronic warfare systems, and unmanned combat platforms during a massive military parade at Tiananmen Square in central Beijing. The event, marking the 80th anniversary of China's victory in World War II, also featured a strong message of peace and international cooperation from President Xi Jinping, even as global tensions remain high. Benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading marginally higher during the afternoon trade today. The Sensex gained 123 points to 80,281, while Nifty advanced 51 points to 24,630 when reports last came in. And in US Open tennis, India's Yuki Bhambri and his New Zealand partner Michael Venus have advanced to the men's doubles quarterfinal in New York. The 14-seed pair defeated the 4th-seeded German duo of Kevin Kuitwijts and Tim Putz in the pre-quarterfinals. Bhambri and Venus will now face the formidable team of Nikola Mektic of Croatia and Rajiv Ram of the United States in the last 8 later tonight. In hockey, India will take on South Korea in the first match of Super 4 stage of Men's Asia Cup tournament at Rajgir in Bihar this evening. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. Besides India, China, Malaysia and South Korea have also qualified for the Super 4 round. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. 56th meeting of GST Council begins in national capital. Two-day deliberations to focus on next-generation reforms, including tax rate rationalization. Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacts with experts in semiconductor sector on second day of Semicon India 2025 in New Delhi. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar holds talks with German Foreign Minister Johann David Wadephul in New Delhi, seeks Germany's support to expedite trade talks with the EU. IMD issues red alert for heavy rainfall in Jammu and Kashmir, Himachal Pradesh, Haryana and Punjab. In US Open tennis, India's Yuki Bhambri and his New Zealand partner Michael Venus advance to men's doubles quarterfinal in New York. And with that, we end the midday news.